Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the autopilot and living a life you absolutely love. Today we're diving into something super important, boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving with little to show for it? Like someone's always taking up space in your time, energy, or even your headspace? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. That's why we're talking about how to create those healthy boundaries that let you say yes to the things that matter and no to everything else without feeling guilty as heck. Think of it like this. Imagine your life is a party, but instead of a cool playlist and awesome guests, you've got folks crashing in, hogging the snacks, and playing their own tunes on repeat. Not exactly the vibe you were going for, right? Boundaries are your bouncers, your DJ, and your snack protector all rolled into one. They keep things running smoothly, ensure you get a good time, and let everyone feel respected. So, how do we set these boundaries up right? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Know your worth. This one's golden, folks. You are valuable. Recognizing your own worth is the foundation of any healthy boundary. If you don't value yourself, it's easy to let others walk all over you. Think about what brings you joy, what makes you feel energized and fulfilled. Make sure those things are prioritized. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. You gotta fill your own cup first before you can share with others. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. It's time to ditch the passive-aggressive hints and be direct, kind, but firm in expressing your needs and limits. Think about it like this. When you order food at a restaurant, you tell the waiter what you want, right? Boundaries are no different. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, people will respect you more for it. Plus, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and resentment down the road. 3. Practice saying no. 1. This is a superpower, folks. Learn to say no without guilt or explanation when something doesn't align with your values or priorities. Remember, saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout and resentment. You don't need to justify your decisions. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to pass this time," is usually enough. 4. Set realistic expectations. Life isn't about achieving perfection. We all have limits, so set boundaries that are realistic and sustainable for you. Don't try to be everything to everyone. Remember, it's okay to delegate tasks, ask for help, or even say no to commitments that drain your energy. 5. Be kind to yourself. Creating healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. You'll mess up sometimes, and that's okay. Just learn from those experiences and keep practicing. Remember to celebrate your wins, big and small, and be patient with yourself as you navigate this process. Ever feel like you're constantly putting out fires at work? Like there's always something urgent demanding your attention, even when you're already swamped? I know that feeling all too well. One time, I had a project deadline looming, but my boss kept asking me to take on additional tasks. I was stretched thin, and honestly, it felt like I was drowning in emails and meetings. But instead of saying yes, out of obligation, I took a deep breath and set a boundary. I politely explained that I was already fully committed to the current project and needed to prioritize finishing it on time. To my surprise, my boss understood. He even thanked me for being upfront about my capacity. Setting that boundary not only saved me from burnout, but also allowed me to deliver a high-quality product on time. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for what matters most in your life and ensuring you have the energy and focus to thrive. So go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your power. Think of it like this. Your life is a garden, and boundaries are the fences that protect your precious blooms. Without them, weeds can take over, pests can munch on your flowers, and your whole garden becomes overgrown and chaotic. But with healthy boundaries in place, you create a space where your most beautiful aspects can flourish. Ready to cultivate a more fulfilling life? I encourage you to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the word about the importance of setting healthy boundaries. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app and join the conversation on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you deserve a life that feels good.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.